Listening Dog Media.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
The Hot Mess Mum. The mum most likely to send her kids to school in regular clothes on non-school uniform day. The mum who forgets to sign the permission slip for school trips. The mum who has probably put leftovers in her kids' lunchbox on more than one occasion. But most importantly, the Hot Mess Mum is actually rocking it and is doing a far better job than even she thinks. Please welcome our Hot Mess Mums, telling it as it is, Kelly and Jenny Powell.
It is the Hot Mess Mums Club podcast, and it's our Inspirational Mondays episode that we're recording today. I'm Kelly Pegg.
And I'm Jenny Powell.
And our guest today is a very inspirational woman, a career as a model, and now, and a mum of three. I'll just throw that in there as well. And now, doing her bit for pre-loved beautiful items and sustainable fashion, running a gorgeous pre-loved boutique. It is the amazing Fiona White from the White Dress Agency.
Hello.
Wow, what an introduction.
I know, I was going to say, gosh, you're privileged. There's not normally that good, you know, Fiona.
I'm not. I normally make Jenny do it. I'm like, I can't. I don't know what I'm doing.
You can say that again. You can keep saying it.
I don't think I can.
You've got your hands full, Fiona. So you got three kids.
I've got three. Well, I say kids. My eldest is 23, 21. Right. And then my youngest, I've got a daughter of 13.
She looks amazing, doesn't she?
Yeah, absolutely incredible. And so you've got age gaps that are quite similar to mine. I've got a 12 and a 20-year-old. So that's So we're at the same hormone levels.
Let's not go there. That's a whole different subject, isn't it?
Well, do you know what's interesting? The funny thing is, having an older daughter, I've done my own pre-love thing with her because I keep a lot of pieces because I know full well that they will be amazing hand-me-downs. And they are, starting off with juicy tracksuits from the 90s. Hello.
Exactly. And this is the thing, isn't it? Everything comes back around.
Yeah.
You know, I've got customers that will say to me, well, I'm not throwing anything out. I'm not selling anything because... Mm. It keeps coming back around, and it absolutely does. Yeah.
And our best sort of our favourite days when we've got a couple of pre-loved stores up here in Cheshire, and it's just I've taken friends in, I take Connie in, and you just spend hours just, you know, every single it takes longer because everything's an individual piece, but it's such a joyful experience, so much better than, you know, all this other sort of like. Well, it's just throwaway.
Fast fashion,
isn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah. And I think that's exactly it. And I always say, you know, when I advertise and I speak to people, it is an Aladdin's cave because everything is individual. There are no two pieces alike. And I love it when customers come in and you see them literally searching through the rails one by one because you have to. You know, and I go in and go, oh, have you seen this? And there's this and there's this. And it's just amazing. Yeah, it really is.
How did it start for you, Fiona, with that? Because you were a model. And so how did the boutique sort of start, like the White Dress Agency?
So when I was growing up, when I was a teenager, my mum had children's agencies. So all those years ago, it wasn't as popular as it is now. So she started off with a children's agency, and then she branched out into equipment, so pushchairs and cots. So I think, you know, obviously I grew up with that as a teenager. After school, I would go into a boutique and I didn't really think too much about it. And then over the years, I mean, I started off as a window dresser with Dorothy Perkins, so I was in retail.
DP, I love it.
Dorothy Perkins in the window. I mean, it's how I dressed a window. I have no idea, but I did. And after that, I was in sales. And then Well, I met my husband and we went over and lived in Singapore for many years. And I think through the love of retail and the love of fashion and being over in Asia and modelling, it all kind of came together. And it was only really probably 4 years ago, as an idea, I thought, you know what, I would actually love to get into retail. Mm-hmm. And I think knowing, you know, we're all the same. We have these events that we go to, we buy an outfit for that particular event. You wear it once, it's then in your wardrobe. And myself and all my friends are all the same. And I thought, hang on a minute, you know what, let's just, and it was literally, you know, an idea one night. And it then kind of grew. And I kind of mentioned to my friends, I said, you know what, I'm thinking of possibly starting an agency. Have you got anything you'd like to sell? Just with my circle of friends. So in a room, I just started collecting a few bits and pieces. And that was it. Mm. I'm not yet Zara. I'd like to get there. But yeah, that's how it all started.
And then bits and pieces are amazing, by the way. I've just got to say, the bits and pieces that you have in there. Oh, my God, the Chanel. And, oh, I spend so long, like, looking at things, thinking and hinting to Chris, wishing that he'll just go, get it, just do it, which, of course, he never does. But
you see, and I think that's the thing. You know, when I first started, there were just the odd bits and pieces. And as I've grown, now I have my customers from all over the country and in Ireland and Spain, and people are posting out to me now. And it's like Christmas Day every day when a parcel, a box arrives, when a new customer walks into the agency and presents me with Chanel and Versace and Louis Vuitton. And I'll actually say to them, it's like Christmas every day because the items that come in are just, yeah, I just get incredibly excited about what I do because it has to be a passion. It's a lot of hard work, as is any business, you know, with anybody that runs their own business. It's complicated, but I absolutely love everything about it.
So the thing for me is at the moment it goes with music, TV programs, etc. It's, you know, everyone's quite nostalgic, aren't they, as well? And it all ties in with the general feel of people at the moment. I don't know if it's to do with having lockdown or whatever, but everyone started to look back and love sort of more, get into sort of more retro sort of feelings of as maybe it's sort of like a feeling of comfort almost. Yeah. And I think it certainly happens with pre-love. That's what I love about it, you know. And just the fact that all these pieces have got a story, haven't they? They will have had a story.
Absolutely. And yeah, that is really, really interesting. I mean, you know, there's some sad stories attached to them as well, but every piece has a story. And for example, I had in not so long ago had an incredible vintage Mulberry briefcase, which was incredibly vintage. It was green. It was amazing. And this piece came in and I thought, I'm not sure I love it, but, you know, I'm really not sure because this is the thing. I'll get items in and I'll think they'll fly out. I get other items in that I'm not so sure. So this particular briefcase was immaculate. It had never been used. It was onto the website. And a customer emailed me and she said, I had this exact briefcase years and years and years ago. The clasp broke. She said, and I have not been able to get hold of this. She said, and I typed it into Google. She said, you popped up. She said, and I'm just beyond thrilled and excited that I found the same iconic piece.
Yeah.
Broken. And it just, I mean, to other people, they might go, yeah, but I was, oh my God, it's just, it is incredible. It really, really is. Yeah. And it's so huge now. I mean, I think when I was growing up and when my mum had the agencies, there was a lot of stigma attached to then. It was secondhand.
Yes.
I'm mad. Yeah. You know, if somebody walks in now and they go, is this a secondhand store? I go, no, oh my God, it's pre-loved. You know, but there was the stigma.
Yeah.
All those years ago.
Yeah, defo. I think that's a cool thing to do.
Yeah, it's changed as well, I think, because we're all so aware of the planet. And so there's a big push now for sustainable fashion. And you're seeing, I mean, I noticed the other day on Instagram, like New Look are starting to get onto this and make it. They all are. People don't want it. You know, when I read things about greenwashing, I think I'm not, and I won't say the brands because Callum will have to take them out, but I read things about the greenwashing and stuff and I think, no, I'm not going in there again for the kids. No, not doing that. Because it makes you feel sick, actually, you know, and also how much people get paid in different countries making some of this stuff. Appalling. So I think people are really going against that, and therefore they're looking at you and what you're doing and thinking, this is fab, you know, not
absolutely
fast fashion.
Yeah. And, you know, yeah, of course there is a place for fast fashion, but I've always, I mean, you know, growing up and with my mum, she was always in and out of charity shops. And when I was younger, I thought, what? Oh my goodness, what is she doing in the charity shops? But now, you know what? I mean, it's just, it makes so much sense. And as you say, with everything that's going on in the world and the landfill, and you just think, these items, and you know, I'll get items in the store that have still got the tags on.
Yeah.
Never even worn.
Mad.
You know, and I think, oh my God, somebody actually paid that and they didn't even wear it. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's just, it grows, and I live and I breathe it. And I was saying the other day to somebody, you know, at our age, Jenny.
Yeah,
I don't know. We were talking about children of a similar age. I wake up at, you know, 2-3 in the morning and I'm instantly thinking about my business. Oh, I'm just going to look on this. And it just absolutely, it consumes me. Yeah, which is wonderful.
And looking back, so, you know, if I, because I have got a lot of pre-love now and they're all my favourite pieces, you know, they're all my go-to pieces. And it's almost like, you know, it becomes, you feel like they're all like collectibles to me, you know. Everything's unique. Everything gives you great pleasure. It's far ethical. And like I say, I think it's storytelling in a way.
Absolutely, it is storytelling. And also, you know, women love a bargain.
Yeah, that's the best bit.
You know what? You know, it's like, oh my God, I picked this up and it should have been that and it was only this.
Yeah.
You know, and there's that as well. Particularly when you say it's still got the tags on, it's brand new, but it's costing you 50, 70% of the RRP. There's so much to it, isn't there?
What's the most amazing sort of like thing that you've, item that you've had that you've thought, wow, I'm finding it hard to part with this? You know, what's been the real sort of wow factor item
that I've sold or I've had in the shop?
Oh, both.
I think, I mean, at the moment, I've got two vintage Chanel suits, just absolutely iconic. I don't know if you saw one of them, Kelly. Okay. It was orange.
Oh my God, it's not my size, it's a 10, isn't it?
Yeah.
I said to Ava Lily, so we were in there last, Ava Lily and I were in there last week, and I was looking at it thinking, oh my God, and for a photo shoot, that would just be, it's beautiful, but it's too small for me.
Yeah, the orange and the white and the Chanel pearls, it's just
amazing.
It absolutely is. And you know what, Jenny, I mean, there's so many pieces that come in. I think recently I've just had some beautiful Chanel jewellery, all the vintage
bag.
Absolutely. And again, today I popped into the shop and Jo, who works for me, said, oh, there's a new customer that came in today. She works over in Russia. And this, the woman that she works for has given her all these incredible Chanel and Louis Vuitton pieces, and she's brought them all into the shop. And you know what? For me, thinking I'm in Newark, I'm not in London or Manchester or Leeds. I'm in Newark and I'm having these incredible pieces. And I just kind of want to say, God, look what there is here in little old Newark, you know?
But that's you. You're very inspirational. I want to say that because during lockdown, obviously, the shop shut. You know, you weren't allowed to have it open. And what you did, Fiona does these incredible Insta lives with all the stock. And it took off for you, didn't it, really, in that way? You know, it was difficult because I don't think anyone can imagine what it's like owning a business and then having to just shut it, you know, for however long. But you reached out to an audience, I think, way beyond you by doing those Insta lives that you do that people absolutely love.
Yeah, and I think that's it. It's all to do with, you know, I suddenly thought, okay, we're in a pandemic, my shop's shut, I need to sell, I've got a business to run. What do I do? Yes, I had the website. So I started the live and I started at home. I thought, okay, I'll bring some pieces home and I'll just stand in my kitchen and do that. And I found it really difficult initially. So I thought, oh my God, you know, what am I doing? I'm still talking to my phone. There's nobody there. But over time, and now people are saying, I love it. And I'm reaching an audience that will probably never come to my store, you know, over in Ireland and Spain and in London. And people are still saying, please continue your lives. And, you know, I haven't got thousands watching me. I don't need thousands. To sell a piece, you need one person. Yeah. And it's the same loyal people. And the fact that they're asking me to continue, because I thought, well, I'll open the store and that will all stop. But actually, it's another avenue to sell as well. And reaching people that will never come to the store is just, yeah, amazing. Yeah. And you have to adapt, don't you?
Yeah, yes. We've all had to adapt and, you know, things shift and it's good. Change is good. And sometimes, you know, it's refreshing, first of all, and then you realise, oh, gosh, you know, I was quite stagnant before or, you know, I wasn't thinking before, but it's kind of pushed you into that scenario, which then really opens up 1,000 more doors if you think about it positively. And that's exactly what it's done for you.
It really has. Really
and do you like the whole, I'm intrigued because that's coming from being a TV presenter, you know, sort of Instagram lives and all that. It's just like part of what I do. In fact, I embrace it because I think, well, I always have to do what someone else told me. But on my own Instagram or live, I can do what I want. I can say what I want. Yeah. But I'm always intrigued with people who've come from a different side of things, who have not necessarily, you know, been in that forum, how they've dealt with it, you know, because all of a sudden you are live for a start.
Absolutely.
You're broadcasting, you know.
And it's interesting. It's interesting. You say that.
Yeah.
Because when I'm on my lives, I just, you kind of, you know, it's a phone, isn't it? There's nobody there. There's no audience. And then I kind of find myself saying all kinds of things. And then I suddenly think, oh, I'm not sure I should have possibly said that. And then I get all these laughing faces. And it's just really liberating because at the end of the day, I just think I'm me. And then I've got my mum, who's you always the worst critic. And she said, Fiona, you know what? You really need to start being a little bit more professional, because if I saw you, I'd just switch you off. I'd swipe you off because you need to be professional. And I said, but I'm me and I'm just...
Mum's got an iPhone. Do you know what I'm saying? To swipe it.
Honestly, it's
so for your pieces, got your Chanel, your orange Chanel, what's had the most sort of like interesting, touching story? I love the story about the briefcase, that's amazing. But what's the thing at the moment then? What's everyone going for? I know the age of the bring back juicy coutures, definitely.
Yeah. So on Saturday I had a young girl, 18, walk into the shop, absolutely beautiful. And she spotted a little tiny vintage Gucci, you know, all the vintage little tiny shoulder bags. She saw the little vintage Gucci and a little vintage Christian Dior and some really the little Chanel glasses. And she went, oh my God, I'm in heaven. I've got to ring my mum. I want this and I want that and I want that. And it's wonderful actually to see a young, because I mean, my clientele aren't 18, 20-year-olds, you know. But to have a young girl come in and appreciate the vintage Dior, and she was just absolutely, she said, oh, my God, this is incredible. And that, it's just individual people that come in, whether they're looking for a vintage item or just, you know, a pair of shoes because their feet hurt and they've just wandered in. Everybody to me is so important. And then to tell the story of what they've bought is just fascinating. Yeah.
And it's lovely to have that feeling of individuality again, isn't it? Because we are so part of the masses sometimes when it comes to fast fashion, etc. And you know, when you walk out the door, someone else is going to have it on, you know, I might get one of those. That's what I hate when people say, oh, I'll get one of those.
Do you know what?
Do that with pre-loved.
Exactly. And I say that so many times, Jenny. That's interesting, because I'll say to people, nobody, you know, when people say, I love your top, where's that from? And you say, oh, I'm not sure, actually, I want to tell you. A dress agency, you can't go in there and say, I'll have one of that. And absolutely, you know, some of these brands, I mean, even, you know, I love Self-Portrait, there's some incredible brands. But then you can go to a function and you kind of look across the room and it's that awkward thing. Oh, no. There's nothing worse.
Yeah. No, I love that. I love how unique you can be. And it's and also, like you say, with young people too, I think, you know, you're kind of educating them about those classic, you know, designers and the quality of those times and those designers. And, you know, for girls or young people, guys as well, not to, you know, to remember to appreciate those little things, the tailoring, you know, materials, all those things that, you know, might disappear one day if we're not careful.
Absolutely. I mean, the quality of some of these brands, you know, the cut, it really, really is. And as I say, when I get the youngsters in, it's just, it's fantastic to see their reaction. Yeah, it really is.
So what are you after, Kelly? Because I know you're...
Oh, my God. What? Well, we were at Swan a while ago, you and I, in between the lockdowns, and I was telling you about the Chanel bag, and you were saying, just get it. Well, it went. And then there's another one that's coming that's similar. I keep dropping the hint, but it's like the bowling bag, isn't it? And it's reversible.
Yeah, that's it.
Pretty cute. Yeah, I'm in love with it, and I really want that. I want it. Chris, I want it.
You don't have to have a reason. You just want it.
That's it. But when I go in, I went in last week with Ava Lilly, there was just so much lovely stuff in there, and I love Paul Smith, and you've got loads of Paul Smith pieces at the moment, dresses, and there were some really nice red sort of pedal pushers I saw. I didn't try anything on because I know what I'm like. I'll just be like, I'm having this, I'm going to get that. But there was some lovely, and there was a lovely dress in there, which was just a summer tea dress. And I think it was just another Stories, actually.
Yeah, exactly.
And I thought, oof, I like that.
And it's nice to have a mixture of brands, because I'll say to people, you know, it isn't all LV and Louis Vuitton. It's high-end high street. So, you know, I love Reiss, absolutely love Reiss, and Paul Smith. So there is kind of something for everybody, because I didn't want to set my stall out at it is only LV and Chanel. So there really is, you know, some of these designers are fabulous. So
yeah, beautiful. Have you still got the Alexander McQueen scarf that's left, the purple skull one?
Listen to her, this is brilliant.
There was two, and one went, and then the purple one stayed. Is that still in?
Yeah, I've got several in there, Kelly.
That's on my list as well, you see. Because you have that much stuff that it's not always out. It's on the website, and you sort of move it around, don't you? So that I really like as well. I mean, I've had my eye on that for months. I'm terrible because I have the kids and I go to the gym, so I think that's my money. So I don't treat myself enough in that way, you know. I don't, but if I did, I'd just buy the shop.
And that's the thing. And when I'm there and all these amazing things come in.
Yeah, what do you do?
I mean, I do buy, but I have to think, no. Come on, you're trying to run a business here. You're trying to make money, you know. Just let somebody else enjoy it.
Well, but basically, you do get first dibs, don't you? You get first dibs.
Yeah, I do. And I'll say that on the live. And I've just had this in tonight, but it's not for sale because it's going in my wardrobe.
Well, I wonder what pre-loved winning pieces will be in the future. I even think sometimes there's a couple of amazing Zara pieces that they do, you know, and I can see a lot of them becoming pre-loved, the sort of when they do the collection pieces, you know, and they do limited editions. There's some, you know, iconic things coming out of there.
Absolutely, because I've had a couple of H&M when they've collaborated with Versace. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So exactly, things like that, you know, they come in and they are wow. And I love Zara. And I think beauty as well, you can mix and match, can't you?
Yeah.
You can have a Zara piece on with, you know, with a high-end brand, and that is the beauty. Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Well, I think the advice for everybody out there is my gay best friend always says, Jenny, get it.
Yeah.
Just have a day, ladies. Don't feel bad about it. Don't feel guilty. Obviously, don't go too crazy. And, you know, as Clive says, get it.
Get it. Yeah. I'm popping in to get a dress because I've booked Chris a surprise for his birthday. We're going away. So I am getting something for that. So I'll be in and I will be getting something, definitely.
Oh, fantastic.
Well, you certainly, I didn't kind of need inspiring, but I do try to inspire others as much as possible when it comes to pre-loved, Fiona, and you're doing exactly what, you know, I really condone and I support. So, you know, I hope that people can support you as much as possible. I'll certainly be looking on the website and online and on your social media too, because I think small businesses, individual people like yourselves really need the support, especially now, and now is the time. So good luck with it all. And get it.
And I'd like to say as well that, you know, sometimes when you do go in these big stores, you don't get that love from people to help you find that piece. But when I first found you and I went in to get my dresses for my photo shoot with Jenny, the time you and Joe, because I went in on two separate days, spent with me making sure I was happy and trying on those dresses, that one-to-one that you just don't get in these big stores at all. And that's really special as well. I forgot to mention that, because you ladies are brilliant, you know, at helping me find those pieces that I love. So I think that's special.
Thank you very much.
It's a pleasure. Love you so much. You're so inspirational.
Thank you for having me on. It's been an absolute pleasure just to talk about what I love doing. So thank you.
Oh. And where can people go to, just in case they missed it?
Yes.
So on Instagram, it's the White Dress Agency of Newark. I have the website, www.thewhitedressagency.com. Facebook, so a manner of platforms, so to speak.
What an inspiration, Fiona.
No, thank you so much for having me on. It's been an absolute pleasure.